You need Bhagavat?
Yes. Which chapter will you read?
21.
21.
It's very?
Very small. Mm-hmm. For traveling. I have nice copy in small size.
Is it tense?
No, small? Not tense. The only certain chapters, 21 and 22 and 29, 30, 31.
Mm. Important. I told you when you read something.
Now you will do summary?
Summary.
Summary of chapter.
Summary of chapter or summary of this slok?
Which will you think will be better?
This will be better.
Because we only may have seven meetings with you.
No, there are so many meetings. Several meetings will be done. This year, that year. Always doing it.
So you want to go verse by verse?
Not, but in summary, but it's close.
Okay.
This adhyaya, this chapter is of Purvaraj. Purvaraj. There are two kinds of Purvaraj. One for sadhak, those who are practicing Raganuga Bhajan sadhak. And those who are siddha. In Raganuga, only abhas will come. Abhas, you know?
Shadow of it.
Shadow. Shadow. Shadow will come. And in siddha, pure purvaraj will come. But in Braja, always Purvaraj.
Again and again.
When Srimati Radhika meets Krishna, they both think that first time you have met. And from distant place, when she sees Krishna, she thinks that I have seen Krishna first time. Nitya knowing.
Always
first.
No, I am not.
In practicing Radhanuga, we can have some realization when Vishuddha Sattva comes in our heart. Up till Shuddha Sattva does not come, we can do Anuman only. Anuman?
I think inference.
Great.
We can infer.
Like logic.
Logic.
Like logic.
An idea of it.
An idea. So, when we can go in the stage of Siddha, we can realize something. As it has been told that in Srimad Bhagavatam or Brihad Bhaman Puran that the gopis were practicing Raganuga Bhajan were Jauthuki or Jauthuki. Understanding? Jauthuki or Jauthuki.
Some are in special groups and some are not in special groups.
And in these groups, Munichari and Rishichari are Jauthaki.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
You also remember? Are you Utaniya Sato Galasa Sato?
Okay.
Good.
Mine is okay.
Some
we don't care.
I
he wants some mysteries and stuff.
Then only Jauthaki, Rishichari and Dandakaranya Muni said. And in Ajauthaki, there are so many.
Devakanya
and all. Rishichari and Munichari took birth in Gop Griha. They have practiced so many thousands of years Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan. Then they, by the grace of Ramchandra and और ये Srimatichari by going in the
prayers. Yeah, they pleased the Lord by offering beautiful prayers to Him.
By greed, anyhow, by hearing or by seeing Krishna pastime, they saw gopis or heard gopis and they practice in the guidance of Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Krishna. And they pass through Sabdha, Nistha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem Ala. On the Raganga practicing, having these bodies. And then they got some Prem and left their bodies and they took birth in Gopi womb. And they got association of Nitya Siddha. And they joined Rasa and Pavlila. But for Rishichari, they have not gone in their practicing life, Raganuga Bhajan. They have only Siddha Sattva from upper stage. But they have not gone to the level of prem. So they took them in the home of Gopi, but they have no association with Nitya Siddha.
They had association with their husbands.
Husbands?
Children.
Children. So, but they have poor Bharat, because they have sanskar. Sanskar means?
Past impression.
So, They have greed. And they have purvarag also. But Yogamaya thought it better not to go direct. So their husband, by the help of Yogamaya, by their husband, he stopped them not to go Rasam, any Krishna Leela. That Purvarag, and that Purvarag was so much that by hearing the flute of Krishna, they became upset. And remembering Krishna, remembering separation, very, very deep separation. You are not hearing?
I hear better this way.
No.
You said that they had so much purvara
and
their by the arrangement of Yogamaya, their husbands kept them back. Then they heard the sound of the flute.
Then, in Srimad Bhagavata it is written, and you have read perhaps, that tibra tap dhuta subha. Tibra tap Dirahatap Bhuta Subha.
By Dirahatap, by the heat of separation from Krishna, they gave up their bodies. So all inauspicious things, all the inauspicious things were burnt up in the fire of separation.
Body was there. Because their bodies were chinmay.
Chinmay.
But partly not chinmay. And partly chinmay. Vishwanatha Vati has told that they not left their bodies. But what was not chinmay, partly,
that was
chinmay. This is asu. And that asu was that they had some attraction to their husbands and children, and worldly affairs, everything was. That is asu, not this physical body. And taking Krishna, Krishna appeared at that time. And they saw Krishna and took Krishna with their eyes, through their eyes in heart, and embraced so deeply that all soup went away. Prakshina bandhana. By this embracing of Krishna, everything what was subha also was. What was soup? Kya soup tha se batla? Unka kya soup dur hua?
Highest result.
What?
What was washed away? The idea that they are the mother of children, the idea that they are the wife of husband.
It was asu.
But also their attachment to their good qualities.
Subha means, sir?
Auspicious.
If a man does bhakti, everything, everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Here, their husband, everyone were loving so much to. So this also went. So Subha and Asu both. Not clearly written here, but from Ujjalin Mani and other I am telling. Then. In Vishwanatha Chakravarti has cleared in Raghavatma Chandrika मध्ययुग का दिन भक्ति के स्वामी सिंधु बिंदु नाउ वी हैव सम शुभ एंड अशुभ बोध नाउ अशुभ वर्ल्डली अटैचमेंट एंड शुभ praise,
yeah.
wealth,
followers.
Reputation, followers, everything comes automatic. But both are very bigna.
Obstacles
in bhakti life. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told it in Madhurya Kadambini. That is अनर्थ सुकृति उत्थ दुष्कृति उत्थ भक्ति उत्थ अपराध उत्थ दुष्कृति उत्थ दैट गोपीज अवर दुष्कृति उत्थ सो मेनी वी हैव टू एंटाइल इन सो मेनी बदरेशन Body is not good, full of rogue, sickness and so many things. We'll have to go through so many cases means so many things which are obstacles and man, apaman, understanding. Man, apaman, so many things. And Subha are told. So when everything goes away, then Suddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, or Vishuddha Sattva comes. In their Gopi, in Gopi's case, in Rishichari, everything was not washed in Raganuga. There were some things that Shubha and Ashubha, but for Shruti Chari, nothing was there, so easily there. I am telling all these things, that these gopis in Benugi, when Krishna is going to cowherding, they have passed all these states. They are not ordinary. So always, 24 hours, they can remember Krishna like this. And this is in Purva Raghavan. If a man has some greed, not such will come state. Here, Vyasadeva or Sukadeva Goswami is explaining of six ritus.
Six seasons.
He has passed summer, now it is sarat, in winter, summer, rainy season, then autumn, then it will come, then Basanta Ritu. If in Vrindavan, always like Basanta Ritu, but yet there is some difference between all this. Here he is explaining of autumn sarad ritu because ittham sarat svachha jalam padmakara sugandhina nivasat vayuna vatam sa gogo paloko achyuta after any season Krishna is entering in forest, Vrindavan forest, with cowherd's wife and so many cows. The season was very good. Water, whether in river and pond, pure water, and lotus pair in full bosom, and on them bees were what?
Humming, drinking honey, flying here and thither.
And Chumbal, kissing, kissing all flowers. There was mixed with fragrance of all flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui, and all other kinds of flowers were in Jesus. Fragrance was coming. The air with the bhar mane,
weight,
was not in a mood to
blow. Heavy.
So it was, as a boy, very infantile boy. He goes like this, sometimes slow, sometimes so. Air was like so, very good season. Nevasat bayu na basam sa gopalu ko asita. Krishna in this Vrindavan interacts with all cowherds, boy and cows. Baldev Prabhu was also with them. They are seeing from their home. There are so many groups in of gopis, and each group they were talking like this about only Krishna. Kusamita Banaraj Sushmi Bhringa Vitikal Ghusta Saras Taran Mahidram Madhupata Avagasya Charyanaga Sapasupal Balas Chukuja Venu Kusmita Banaraj. Like this, all Vrindavan was full of so many flowers. Kusamita Banaraj. Every ritu, every season, flowers were in Vrindavan. Also fall, fruit. In Sarat, no mango, no jambu phal, but everything was there. And mad bees were flying here and there on lotus and all other flowers, gathering madhu, or kissing them. Dvijakul ghusta mahidram. Dvijakul means kakku, mayur, papiha. You know, don't know papiha? Pikaha. Pikaha means in our
town.
Pikaha means priyatam. Priyatam means lover. Always chanting like so. Pikaha, pikaha. Where our lover is, priyatam is. And kakku, kuhu, kuhu. All uddik.
But any meaning?
Any meaning that kuhu. Seeking or calling her priyatam.
Lover.
It is very uddipana for these things. ఋజుకుల్ ఘుస్త్ స్వర మహిద్ధం అండ్ కృష్ణ నదీ నది మన రివర్ పాండ్ అండ్ ఆన్ ది పర్వత్ పర్వత్ మీన్స్ మౌంటైన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఆల్ దీస్ బర్డ్స్ వేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ది దీస్ బర్డ్స్ వేర్ singing everywhere and everywhere fragrance of flowers was there. Krishna in this state entered Vrindavan. Here kujayamasa Sukuja Benam all boys are going with Krishna. Krishna began to play on flute. But they were going with Krishna, but all not playing on flute. Krishna was playing on flute only. They had some singer, or they were listening only Krishna, because afterward this sloka will come. Anu Venu Dushtam. Krishna was only singing on Venu.
When the cowherd boys hear the sound of Krishna's flute,
But gopis hear from there only Krishna flute. There only their sight, their drishti is towards Krishna. So they may be that with Krishna they are also fluting, but they hear only Krishna sound.
But the sound of Krishna's flute has a very different effect upon the gopis than upon the gopas. Isn't it? The same flute sound has an entirely different effect.
Not only to gopis or gopis. Cows are hearing in another
way.
Radhika is saying, hearing that Krishna is telling Radhika, Radhika, Radhe, Radhe. Lalita hears that Lalite, Lalite, Bhadra, Champaklata, all are Chandravali. Krishna is calling me. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling me only.
So when the gopis heard Krishna's flute, when they ran to him, they thought only they were coming. They thought they themselves were coming. But Krishna was calling just them.
They think, gopis, that this sound is pratinidhi of Krishna,
representative
of Krishna. Krishna has sent this, and they, by ear, they are coming here, and is telling their whole wealth, that is, herbal,
in the heart.
Heart, and taking their heart, the sound is going to Krishna with their heart. Now gopis are saying that heart is not here. They become so puzzled or
uneasy,
and they run after that the sound when that is told, that thief. They are, but heart is not there. They are not thinking anything. Only they are going. In Ras Panchadhyayi it has been told. Then Sarah Mahidram Madhupati Avagahya Charyanga Sapaspal Sukus Subhim. Madhupati here, Krishna. By his Venu, he is उसे बाहर कर रहे हैं मधु his this मधु left मधु is going in bansi with sound and it becomes like amrita
nectar
and this is going in the ear and gopis are drinking this nectar and they also become mad because in this sloka has been told tat brajai istya asupta venu gitam smarodayam kaschit parokham krishnasya sasakshuddho nubharanaya. Understand? Kaschit brajastya smarodayam. By drinking that madhu, nectar, from Krishna's lips, through bansi, they became mad by kaam, smar udaya. Smar means prema also, but kamanuga or kamatmika gopi has kaam mani visuddha prema. That Uddipana came on Uddipana.
Their ears were like cups.
They began to explain about Krishna, about Bansi, and everything of Krishna. Parokham Parokham they were very far away from Krishna. Parokham Bansi sound was not coming to them but mentally they are hearing. Krishna was very far away from them. He was in Vrindavan and they were in Gostha, in their homes.
How it came so far, that time?
So they were mentally hearing that Krishna is Paroksham Deva. That is, mane, Krishna Bansi Baja Raha Hoga. Om Bhavna Ke. But they are hearing.
Was he playing or not?
Huh?
He may have been playing or he may not, but they were hearing.
But they are hearing. They were hearing. At realization that when I was in my home, I used to see a Ramayana drama from 6 in evening up to 4 in morning. Very good drama of Ramachandra. When it was over, we were in our home. Every saptama kaan mein suna.
The sound was still coming in your ears.
So gopis are always hearing this. तद वर्णितुम आरब्धा स्मरन्ता कृष्ण चेतितम नासकन स्मर वेगेन विक्षिप्त मनसो निप तद वर्णितुम आरब्धा दे बिगेन टू टॉक अबाउट दिस कृष्ण चेतितम व्हाट कृष्ण चेतितम
The activities of Krishna with the gopis.
With the gopis.
Those activities, from the best activities they have.
This shows that Krishna Chaitanya with the gopis, they have associate of Krishna. But
they have the company of Krishna.
They have company of Krishna. But yet they are in Purvara. This is the thing. These two should not be
together.
But yet.
It is contradictory and yet it is together.
But yet we are here together. The Krishna Chaitanya. What Chaitanya? In Srimad Bhagavatam. Unka chalna, phirna, gati, gati. ललित विलास हास बलगु हास वेरी ब्यूटिफुल स्माइलिंग समथिंग संलाप संलाप मीन्स डायलॉग
कन्वर्सेशन
श्रीमती हैज कम टू कुसुम सरोवर and gathering some flowers with Lalita Visakha. And at the same time Krishna, Krishna was in a, he was
protecting the flowers.
No, Krishna wanted to meet them. He chose the time and went to Srimati. Krishna told, who are you? You don't know who I am? So why you speak so? So what should I speak? Krishna wants to speak with Srimati Radha. So he asked like this. Srimati has answered like this. You don't know who I am? The Krishna then told, no, I don't know who are you. You don't know. Why you have asked me? Because you are thief and you are stealing flowers. You are thief. By your cows and by your friends, you nasht kar rahe ho yahan ke pedo. You destroy the flowers and plants of Vrindavan. We have planted them, but you have never been planted it. Why you are this? Why today why you came? Before this day. Have you come and asked me? So they were there quarreling. They are reminding all these sanla and Krishna lalita gati as a dancing manner Krishna goes to gopi and does like so in drama as we see and Srimati Radhika don't come. These are Lalit Gati, Balgu Haar. Krishna laughs so, smiles so gently that all gopis give their heart to Krishna. So these are Krishna Chestitam. Krishna Chest. By what? Remembering these things. Na Sakan Smar Vegena. Vichipta Manasa. They wanted to explain all these things. How Krishna, beautifully Krishna is singing on Venu, and how sweet and gentle is here Gati and Krishna Chesta, everything. But they could not speak. Smarabhagena. Smarabhagena means by prema, force of prema. And this prema is of another quality, having with calm to meet Krishna, to test Krishna, to be tested with Krishna. धन बराहा पीड़म नटवर बपू इन होल श्रीमद भागवत बेस्ट श्लोक फॉर कृष्ण रिमेम्बरिंग बराहा पीड़म नटवर बपू कर्णयो कर्णिकार बिभ्रतवास कनक कपिसम वैजयंती यमान रंध्रान बेनुरदर सुधया पूरयन गोपबिंदल बृंदारण्यम सपदरमनम प्राविशत कीर्ति बरहा पीरम नट वरबकु कर्ण आई जस्ट एक्सप्लेन दिस श्लोक टू यू
No, you mentioned that it's the most beautiful slok, but you never explained it.
There are three slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, parallel, but there is some...
What are the other two? Gradation.
Gradation.
The other two?
Brahma has told... No. No medhate abhrabhapushe. तरिदंबराय गुंजावतंस परिपच्चल सन्मुखाय वन्यास्रजे कवलबेत्र वेशान वेनु लक्ष्मस्ये मिदुपदे पशुपांगजाय इस ब्रह्मा एंड देन द्विजपत्नी क्या श्यामं हिरण्य परिधिं वनमल्यवर धातु प्रवाल नटवेशम अनुव्रतांस विन्यस्तहस्त इतरेण धुनानमभ्यम कर्णोत्पलाल कपोल मुखाभ्यः थ्री श्लोक
डिफरेंट ग्रेडेशन
ग्रेडेशन
हाउ आर दे
ब्रह्मा इन बॉटम इन मिड
विजयपति
And uppermost, highest level is the gopi. We follow gopi, not Brahma and Dijapasmi. They are also very high scale. But yet, we want to follow this. Brahma here tells in three slokas, there are some similarities.
One